Hello, everybody. It's Melissa, and I haven't done an audio boo in ages. Ages. Well, it's only been a few days. Anyway, I wanted to come and just kind of do a little bit of rambling while I get food ready. I'm actually about to put simple stuff. I'm about to put meatballs in the crock pot. The crock pot's all heated up. So I'm about to put meatballs in the crock pot and a couple jars of marinara sauce and just kind of stir it around. And so crock pot's all heated up good. So anyway, so if anyone doesn't know how to make meatball subs, it's actually very simple. I do it the quick and easy way. Well, it's not quick. I'm just getting scissors. It's not quick, but I am most assuredly it's very easy. All you do is get a bag of frozen meatballs. And for a meatball sub, I recommend the Italian meatballs because they have just a little bit more herbs and they'll smell good. So we're going to take these frozen meatballs and we're just going to dump the whole bag in there. Ready? Uh-huh. Now, my husband complains that my sandwiches are not very saucy with just one jar of marinara sauce to a bag of frozen meatballs. So I bought two jars of marinara sauce. So what you want to do is you want to put these in while the crock pot's warm so that you don't want to burn yourself, but you want to definitely make sure it's nice and warm. So what you want to do is open the jar of sauce, and I'm bad at opening jars. Very, very bad. I don't have a whole lot of strength. So what you're going to do is open the marinara sauce. If you're going to get one bag of meatballs, I recommend you buy two jars of sauce because I've been told my sandwiches are not very saucy with just one jar. Okay, I'm not having luck with this jar. Let's see if I can start on the other one at least. So, and then what you want to do is stir the... Oh, that one was good. Maybe I can... What you want to do is stir the sauce into the meat, and even though the meat's frozen right now. And then the quickest way to do this is to put this on high for 4 hours and just let it sit there and cook. So now I'm going to do my best to try and get this other jar in. And then after they get out, after they're done, okay, so there's an empty jar. After they're done, what you'll then want to do is get those French sub rolls. Ugh, got it. And get the French rolls. And you would want to line these French rolls with the saucy meatballs, the delicious meatballs. And then once you do that, then you sprinkle some mozzarella on top, and you sometimes I just put it in the microwave and melt the cheese. You've got some good, easy to make subs. Yummy. Yummy. So now let me look for a spoon. I'm just gonna stir the sauce into the meat. Do I have a mixing spoon? So anyway, that's pretty much easy. But anyway, that's what we're doing. Well, this one has holes in it, but all I want is just the sauce to be mixed around. So that's what we're doing today. Anyway, on yourself, Melissa. So we're just mixing the sauce around. And these meatballs are fully cooked, so you don't have to worry about, oh my God, am I cooking the meat wrong? Just buy these bags of frozen meatballs. Let me tell you, this is the best way to make a damn good meatball sandwich. I like mozzarella on pizza and stuff, but I'm not a huge... Me, my favorite part's the sauce and the meat. Obviously, that's the main part of the sandwich. That's the main idea of it. Your main sandwich isn't to have a mozzarella sandwich. It's to have a meatball sandwich. So my favorite part is the meatball part. Anyway, so I just have a slight pet peeve. Everybody tells you that it's supposed to be a no pet policy service here, which is true. It is supposed to be no pet policy. Only service animals are allowed. But of course, people bring their pets anyway, and they decide that, oh, I need my pet. It's a service animal. It keeps me... Which there are therapeutic uses for a service dog. And I agree that they are very valuable. And they can be a great source of comfort. And help those who are severely depressed or have anxiety. Dogs can definitely calm them. Or even cats. Some people are cat people and... I'm not a cat person, I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what it is about cats that scare me, but they just scare me. No offense to any cat people. No offense at all. Cats are wonderful creatures that God has made. But they scare me. I'm sorry, they just do. I don't know why. I used to be scared of dogs, so, that obviously you know now, that's worn off, but people come around here with their service animals, and they feel that they are entitled to just leave their dogs at home, so your dog is not a service dog, because it's doing no service to you if it's being left at home, and... Or what they'll do is they'll take their dogs. Okay, there's this lady who had two, I think they were teacup chihuahuas. Or they might have been a little bit bigger. But they were at the mall the other day. And I couldn't even try on a pair of shoes. Because Zappa kept wanting to see these two dogs. This lady was trying on shoes and she had her dogs with me. She goes, oh, my dogs, they're so adorable. And she's, of course, this old lady who loves dogs, which is great. But I couldn't even try on shoes because every time she would bring the dogs near Zappa, and of course he's not to be distracted because he's in harness, the dogs would want to sniff. And of course, you know, Zappa's just doing instinctively, oh, there's a dog here, let me sniff. I want to explore him. But he's not supposed to do that. He's in training. And no matter how many times I told this woman, she kept thinking it was so cute how the dogs would get to know each other and how the dogs were so adorable. And her thing is her little chihuahuas are service dogs. I'm sorry, but you don't have a service dog and just 54 seconds. Let it play or explore other dogs, because they're not servicing your needs if they're exploring other dogs. Just like if Zappa was to be in the mall and play with other dogs, he's not servicing my needs. He's not meeting my needs. And her excuse is these chihuahuas help her shop. So I understand a lot of people take their dogs to the mall because it does get really hot around here. Triple digit heat. It's nasty. I understand. But you need to show respect to all other people who have service dogs. I'm just saying. You know, I think Zappa agrees. Did you agree with me? Huh? Did you agree with me? They have to respect you, don't they? 0 seconds.